Thank you, and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to a business in the 1300 block of Hiller Road in McKinleyville on Monday afternoon after a suspected incident of sexual battery was reported in the area. When deputies arrived on scene, they spoke with the female juvenile victim, who alleged that 56-year-old Brian Ross Main, who is a registered sex offender, committed sexual battery against her. Main was arrested and booked into county jail on charges of sexual battery, molesting a child, and failure to register. The California Highway Patrol is in the midst of an investigation into the death of 21-year-old Ben Taggart, who was found north of the Eureka Slough Bridge at just past midnight last Thursday. Initially, there was no indication of how Taggart sustained his injuries, but an autopsy conducted over the weekend determined that his death was the result of a hit-and-run traffic collision. The CHP is asking for the public's help in locating the suspect who struck Taggart, and the Highway Patrol has identified the possible vehicle as a Toyota Prius model ranging anywhere from 2010 to 2015. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce is set to celebrate its 126th anniversary next week, as the chamber will host its annual chamber membership meeting and installation dinner. During the dinner, new members of the chamber board of directors will be introduced, and the chamber will also announce the outstanding business and businessperson of 2016. The annual Tom Cook Award will also be presented at the event, which will be held at the Sequoia Conference Center on Myrtle Avenue next Friday. At their meeting this morning, the Board of Supervisors approved agreements with the Neyland, Blue Lake, and Willow Creek Fire Protection Districts for the allocation of Measure Z funding. A total of $250,000 will be distributed among the fire agencies. Neyland will get $50,000, while Blue Lake will receive $94,000. Willow Creek will receive $106,000 as well. The board also approved the appointment of Terry Vodden as the permanent clinical director and hospital administrator at Semper Virens, and three appointments to the Planning Commission were confirmed as well, with the reappointments of Alan Bongio from District 1, Robert Morris from District 2, and Noah Levy from District 3. A wind advisory has been issued by the National Weather Service that will be in effect going into this evening, as wind gusts will reach up to 45 miles per hour. The winds will make driving difficult on portions of Highway 101, Highway 20, Highway 128, and State Route 1. A coastal flood watch has also been issued for tomorrow morning, as low-lying areas will experience flooding. The Van Dusen River has reached its flood stage and will impact Highway 36 east of Carlotta and near Grizzly Creek Park, while the Eel River at the Fern Bridge will reach flood stage, causing severe flooding in several areas, including Highway 211 to Ferndale. With the Eel River expected to reach flood stage, the Ferndale Unified School District will be closed tomorrow, and all related activities will be canceled. This afternoon, county officials issued an advisory to all livestock owners near those low-lying areas to take the necessary steps to protect their livestock. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Motorists in Humboldt County who plan to head out are advised to make note of the following roadways affected by weather conditions and flooding. Cock Robin Island, Camp Kimtu, and Old Arcata Roads are flooded, while Redwood Drive at Dean Creek, along with Graham and Morgan Roads, have been closed. Fields Landing Road, Elk River at Berta, and Pine Hill are flooded as well, and Mosswood Road in Bimbo has been detoured to East Blue Rock. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie provided some tips as it relates to the road conditions.
When you get the information coming out about river levels or road closures, there's a reason that those roads are closed. You know, if it's flooding, don't drive through it. You don't know what's underneath the water or if there's even roadways still under the water. It's better to be safe and take a little extra time or an alternate route, because you don't want to end up in a life or death rescue situation.
Flooding has been prominent in Mendocino County as well, as roads such as Perkins Street near Oak Manor and Talmadge Road near Babcock Lane have been closed down due to flooding. Sand and sandbags have been made available, and Mendocino residents can contact their local fire department in their area to acquire the material. Personnel are continuing its investigation into a structure fire at an unoccupied mobile home on Grange Road in McKinleyville on Sunday night. After the sheriff's office investigated the scene, the fire was deemed suspicious in nature and that the mobile home was a known drug house. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.